morning and welcome to another show of Gear Innovators. This is the place where we meet with the trailblazers who are creating a new place for them in the long-term care industry. Today, I'm privileged to have Paris Williams as our guest. She is an entrepreneur, and I'm very impressed by her pace of growth as a young entrepreneur in a very competitive industry. And today we are going to listen to her about her journey as an entrepreneur and also journey as a human being in navigating new challenges every day. So without further ado, let me introduce Paris Williams. She is the owner, founder of Take It to Paris Home Care based in Dublin, Georgia. Welcome, Paris.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anand. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very intrigued, Paris. So why don't we begin with what do you do as the owner entrepreneur of Take It to Paris Home Care? Can you give us a short introduction what the business does?
Absolutely. So I am Paris Williams. I'm the owner, executive director of Take It to Paris Home Care. We are a structured family caregiving provider in the state of Georgia. So what we specialize in is family caregivers getting paid to take care of their loved ones. So we educate the community about these services and the resources that are available to them so that they can potentially be a paid family caregiver if they meet the criteria.
So Paris, I'm very intrigued. And since we have listeners and viewers around the country, some of the people might not even know much about SFC, and they might be thinking, why did Paris start with one particular program? Why did you not do like everybody else, starting with a private duty home care? You picked a niche. So if I may ask, why did you pick that niche?
Great question, Anand. If you was to ride down any road in whatever city you decide to ride down, you will see now hiring, now hiring, now hiring, now hiring. The workforce is really struggling to find workers, whether it's for caregiving, whether it's for restaurants or whatever field, we are looking for workers. And family members are having to miss work to take care of their loved ones. So I wanted to make sure that the community knew about this services where they can get paid to take care of their loved one. Because the workforce is so short right now, I wanted to ensure that the community knew about this services where they could get paid to take care of their loved one. All of the other services are great. Sometimes you have to hire someone outside of the home, but at Take It to Paris Home Care, we believe that family caregiving is the best caregiving.
That is so smart. And listeners and viewers who are watching us, you know, that's the first thing you would take from Paris before you take it to Paris is finding the niche after a very thoughtful analysis of the market before you enter it. Paris, you have done so well, and you know, I'm truly impressed, honestly, looking at the journey that you have made. And thanks for sharing with us the rationale behind entering the family caregiving space. You know, let's take a step back. A year ago when you started, what are the things that you did to build trust among first clients? Because for new entrepreneurs, it's very hard, very scary to find first clients. They are always saying that, I don't want to sell myself. What do I present? You know, what if they don't like me? How did you get over those initial hiccups?
Absolutely. So the first thing is, I have been in the home care industry for over 12 years prior to me starting my agency. And so my face in the community was already familiar with the community. And they could actually, you know, I've had, you know, family members that say, we can just feel the love and we know that you want what's best for us. And I really do. At the end of the day, I like to see these family members and the family thrive. Because not only are they receiving the financial benefit, that financial benefit allows them where they don't have to make a decision about what healthy foods are we going to eat? What medicines are we going to get? So with this money that they're receiving, it's helping them to live a better life. It's helping that client, that member, to have a better quality of life. And so that's what drives my passion, is because I see clients live longer. I see families thrive, and my families can see the passion that myself and my team members demonstrate, not one day, not 2 days, but every day. That's 7 days a week.
And that is truly amazing. And that brings me to several questions, and I will be patient to ask them one by one, because you said something about a prior experience in this industry. But I believe that from a business standpoint, were you a first generation entrepreneur, or was business in the family? Because you broke some, you know, established practices that, you know, starting out on the own and bringing the business from your hometown. Do you have a family business, or were parents in the business? How did you choose to be an entrepreneur? What was the aspiration? What was the inspiration?
Great. That's a great question. So I am the first entrepreneur of my family, any generation, the first full-time entrepreneur. Now, I do have family members that have businesses, but I am a woman of faith. And so it's like I had this, God was giving me this burning desire that this is something that you have to do. I did not understand it at first. And I was like, ooh, is this something I really want to do? Lord, are you sure? And so it was very scary to do it. But the burning desire is what gave me that drive of, hey, it's not a I want to do it. It's a I have to do it. And so that's what made me do it.
And that is truly wonderful. And I would like other people who are listening to us or watching us to pay attention to not only the words that you just spoke, with having the faith, but also pay attention to what's written on the pillows on the couch, illustrating hope. Hope and faith, those are the foundations. One thing that I have noticed, Paris, that several entrepreneurs who start a new business, especially in our industry, long-term care, they often have said every entrepreneur has doubts in the beginning. They are butterflies. You know, is it the right thing? What's wrong with my job? You know, I have a stable salary, all those great things. Sometimes even your loved ones, not in your case, Paris, not in your case, but in other stories I have seen, family members may say, hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with that job? Why do you want to do it? Maybe do it after 5 years, maybe do it after 10 years, maybe after you build a nest egg, you know, just think about it. But you have taken the step, you executed it. And as a first generation entrepreneur, as a female entrepreneur, you broke some glass ceilings. The reason I want to ask, and the question I want to ask you is, what gave you the confidence, you know, that purpose inside you, that even if there are some initial setbacks, I'm going to pull ahead. I'm not going to listen to the naysayers. I'm not going to listen to the voice that says no's in my head, but I'm going to trust my instinct, my faith, my hope, my beliefs, and I'm going to build a team that can demonstrate result in the first 12 months. What was the prime motivation?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I did, you know, when I told my family about it, that, hey, I'm leaving my job, and let me say, a job that I really loved. I love the job. I love the people in the job. And, you know, when I told my family, and they were like, are you sure? Are you sure this is what you want to do? And at that time, I knew I was sure because, again, I'm a woman of faith, but it was a scary journey. And so, you know, to say that there were times when I had to step out the back door and I would just cry and say, you know, am I sure that I made the right decision? But it's just that I've got to keep going because, again, that burning desire, that drive to help these families, that drive to educate the community is what allowed me to keep going. I'm sure I could have made a phone call and said, hey, this is Paris and I want to come back, you know, of any job that I've ever worked. However, the burning desire is what made me continue.
Oh, thanks for sharing. That is very powerful. And I hope that everyone who's listening to us would find that one desire, you know, whatever that motivation is. Because, you know, truth be told, entrepreneurs are crazy, right? And we also know that if you look at the statistics of Small Business Administration, you know, majority of the new businesses fail in the first year or so. So it takes a lot of commitment, fortitude, and insight to be successful. When you are building your team, Paris, what are the things that you look for in your team members? What is the thing that you really, somebody walks into your door, you ask them a few questions, and you realize instantly, this is going to be a good fit for my company. How do you make those decisions?
I'm looking for that passion. When they tell them, one of the first questions that I ask interviewers is, why did you choose this industry? What makes you want to be in this industry to help people? And I can really make my decision off of that, how they answer that one question. Because when I answer why I chose this industry, I can feel the passion. And that's what I'm looking for, that passion that they have to do it, where it's not just a job for them. It's something that they love to do and that they want to do. They want to help people. And you can feel that in their answer. And that's what I look for. Of course, professionalism. Of course, I want them to be punctual. But I really want them to have that passion for the people.
And that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And as you are navigating the journey to get to the next stage of business, next stage of growth, how do you keep yourself updated? What is your path of continuous learning?
Great question. So I am, as everyone that's in the industry in Georgia know, that policy updates come out at the beginning of every quarter. So you will find me, I am reading those policies line by line. I am researching the changes that are taking place. I am researching the potential changes that are taking place, the conversations that are going on in legislature. That all of that is very important, that we stay abreast, that we're educated. I attend the gossip conferences. I attend, you know, different associations, different meetings that are also educating the community about the changes that are taking place in the industry.
I think we are going to tap on your door a few times, Paris, because I'm sure that the people who are listening to us or watching us will say, hey, Paris, will you come back and share with us what is the new things? What are the new things you learned? Can you share with us?
Absolutely. And
absolutely. We would love to have you back, Paris. This was such a good conversation, and I can't thank you enough for being so generous in sharing your journey. And I'm sure that you will be back on this show, and we hope to see you soon again.
Absolutely. And Anand, I just want to add as well, this office, this Take It to Paris headquarters office that I'm sitting in, my office, I worked for another agency, and I used to share this office with five other people. So it really came full circle that I end up right in Dublin, Georgia, on Bellevue Avenue, in the same office where I started home care over 10 years ago. Over 12 years ago, so full circle.
Congratulations, and what a milestone. And I'm sure that in a few years time frame, and I'm sure that we will be talking sooner than that, you know, you might be in another building too. You never know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Paris.
Thank you so much.